Together Daily Podcast, a ministry of the Kerwin Baptist Church in Kernersville, North Carolina. Our prayer is that through these daily devotions, we can believe together, even when we can't be together. Please join us for a brief devotion Monday through Friday as we strive to continue daily with one accord, as the first church did in Acts chapter 2. Now, here is our pastor, Daniel Hawtrey, with our devotion today.
Good morning. This is Pastor Hawtrey. Thanks so much for joining us today. And we're leading up to Easter this week. And we want to go right back to John chapter 20 that talks about Thomas demanding, what we call doubting Thomas, demanding to see the scars, the prints in Jesus's hand, and obviously also the spear in his side. And the Bible says that the other disciples said unto Thomas in John 20, verse 25, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. We talked last time about the fact that those scars that we will get to see one day, it tells us that Jesus suffered. He was wounded for our transgressions. As we pick up this morning, secondly, those scars tell us that Jesus sympathizes. You see, Jesus has been there. He has felt pain. He understands our pain. Hebrews 2:17 says, wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself hath suffered being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Isn't that interesting? He felt that pain for us, so he sympathizes with our pain. The pain he allows is proof of his love. You know, Ephesians 4:15, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. And because of that, verse 16 says, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. Those scars tell me that Jesus sympathizes with me. And it literally, it propels his mercy towards me, because he understands me, because God became flesh. You know, that's proof of his love. And pain has a protecting purpose. You know, sometimes pain warns us, and pain lets us know, don't continue with this. This is hurting the body. Pain has a protecting purpose. But secondly, pain has a unifying purpose. I remember when my mom was dying with cancer, and she would go take these radiation treatments and chemo treatments. And I remember walking into a big room, and there's other people there hooked into the machines, receiving their chemo and different things. And she would sit there an hour or two at those treatments. There was another gentleman from our church at that time, Brother Bud Jones, and he was getting chemo as well. And many times my mom would be there at the cancer center, and Bud would be sitting across the way, and they would actually talk with each other sometimes getting their chemo treatments. Now, here I was at that time, younger than I was, but I've not had cancer. I've not received chemo. I've not sat in that chair. I've not had that port put into my body to receive that chemo and things. You see, in other words, my mom and Bud, and my mom and even those people, there was a bond between them. They knew what each other were going through. Jesus knows what we're going through. Pain has a protecting purpose, a unifying purpose. But may I say this, pain has a correcting purpose. You know, oftentimes the pain is what stops you. Pain is what lets you know this was wrong. This isn't good. I'll never forget as a child, many times I was spanked. I grew up in a generation where they spanked. And guess what? The pain of that spanking corrected me. It has a correcting purpose. You see, the scars that Jesus has means that he sympathizes. It does. Those scars don't just mean that he suffered, which he did, but it means because he suffered, he sympathizes with us. And I don't know about you, I'm so glad today that I have a Savior that sympathizes with me. As we lead up to Easter, hope you'll be with us tomorrow as we'll kind of finish out of this passage and just kind of prepping ourselves, the celebration of Easter and resurrection coming up. And hope you'll listen in tomorrow for that. God bless. Have a good day.
We are thankful that you joined us for this podcast today. We encourage you to subscribe to the Believing Together Daily Podcast, And please feel free to contact us through our church website, kerwinbaptistchurch.com, if we could be of further assistance. May God richly bless you today.